Brett and Jamie Show.
That's what they say.
Brett and Jamie Show.
It's on today.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
It never goes away.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
Yay! Yay! Hey, hey, hey.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Okay. It's time for the Brett and Jamie podcast. Oh, wait, we just did that. We did a little singing song. We should sing the whole thing.
That's still really annoying to me.
We should sing the whole thing.
No, let's not. Right? Let's not.
That could be our thing.
No, it's not our thing.
That could be the thing. People know it. It's like, hey, it's Brett and Jamie. They sing everything they do.
See, and you've always wanted to do something like that, and I'm just like, no.
They talk about Trump, and they're singing about it.
No, and we're not talking about Trump today.
No matter how horrible and unhappy
the... If you say that name one more time today, I'm going to be very unhappy with you. I don't want to talk about him.
Disqualified.
He's already said
a thousand things that disqualify him.
Well, you know,
every time the media says, well, he's pivoting now.
Yeah, you know.
Suck that. He's disqualified.
We're done.
Done with that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That was your spiel for the day.
How was your soapbox? How was your first week of college?
Well, it's not done yet. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
And I think that I'm done.
Are you? Well, you've been doing it a while.
I went 1 week and I'm good.
Yeah.
I learned everything I need to know now.
Yay, my brain is full.
I know. I like it. So I wish that's the way it worked.
What's going on the campus? Is there anything going on the campus?
Pokemon hunting.
Really?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. That's my thing.
Do you see other people doing that?
No, I don't.
No?
But do I care? But I don't really look for people doing that either. You know, so I don't really care.
That's a true thing, too, because yesterday Jamie came home from school and you ride public transportation.
Yeah, I ride the bus. I love the bus.
It was such a slow day on the bus. Traffic was so bad.
Okay. There is so much construction like around the campus and then down one of the other streets that we take that we were like at walking pace. Mm-hmm. I hit all the pokey stops on the side of the road while riding the bus.
And you're not supposed to do that.
I was so excited.
You're supposed to be going very slow and that's how you get the pokey stops.
Well, you're supposed to like stop at the pokey stop.
Right.
That's like the whole point.
So,
and then you like spin the little wheel and you get prizes and it's so awesome. And so I love it.
If you would have been driving your car in that traffic.
Well, first of all, you're not supposed to play Pokemon and drive.
Well, yes. I'm aware of that.
And second of all, yeah, you'd be going way too fast. There's just no way. Even if you're a passenger in a car,
but you would have been
going
angry.
Normal speed.
You would not have been being like, I could get Pokestops while I'm driving slow.
No, that's why
been,
I love the bus.
What are you doing, fucker?
I do that. I'm like, what the hell? What are you thinking? Seriously? You're what? Oh my gosh.
You know, and right now you are editing yourself.
I am editing myself.
But in the car, you do not.
No, because
you are
when
a dangerous
angry,
driver.
I'm not a dangerous driver.
You're a hazard to yourself and others.
I just get angry at other people. And I don't like flip people off. And if I yell at them, I'm yelling at them in my car. I'm not like, and I know that everybody else has stuff going on just like I do. And that's why I just yell.
Because people aren't intentionally trying to piss you off.
They're
just caught in their own little world.
Right. And I'm not trying to piss someone off, and I'm sure I do every single day.
Right.
Which is why I totally support public transportation. If you have public transportation in your area, use it. Seriously, you have a chauffeur. Oh my gosh. I love being a chauffeur around.
Yeah.
I'm like on my phone, I'm reading, I'm listening to music.
You don't even notice how bad the traffic is.
I don't.
Unless you're looking for Pokestops. Unless you're looking for Pokestops, then you're like, yay, I'm glad we're going so slow.
Right?
Thank God for traffic. I love really slow traffic.
No, I really don't.
Pokestop.
I don't.
Pokestop.
But when I'm on the bus, I do, and I don't mind. It doesn't register in my head how long it takes me to get somewhere.
I asked the question about what's going on campus because I was wondering if there's people that are protesting anything or if there's people that are...
No, not right now. That usually doesn't start happening until a couple weeks in.
So you haven't had a fight with anybody about abortions or anything yet?
No, not yet. But that's because the clubs aren't really like super active right now. What's going on is the first week on campus is like a welcome to campus week.
It's just
and
hazing.
So they set up... No. They set up all these really cool tents though that talk about all the different organizations on campus and you get free stuff all over campus. It's really awesome. And every day they give free food like at lunchtime. So
that's how they get you.
They do.
That's how those damn liberals get you.
No, I have not gone by there since the first day. I know.
Maybe that's why.
But it's because mostly I've been there a few years, and so it's like I've seen it all and I've done it all.
I've been going to school for 37 years.
Pretty much.
I've seen it all.
I've done it all. Yep.
But I still ain't learned it all.
That's true.
But I've learned everything I need to know.
In a week.
Trump.
Shut up. Honey, stop. I mean it. I am so serious. Not another word. You are disqualified.
No, I am not.
Just stop.
I do not change my positions on everything. I know a little bit about geography and world history and policies.
Enough.
Okay, I'm done. Whew. Meanwhile,
now I'm not talking to you.
That's going to make for a heck of a podcast.
I know.
Can we sing?
Can you sing to me? Sing.
No, let's not do that.
Well, then stop talking about Trump.
All right, I'm done. I'm done talking about that.
Stupid.
So while you've been going to school this week, I've had some extra time on my hands. So you know what I've been doing?
What?
I've been...
Watching TV?
I've been watching the late night talk shows.
Because you record everything.
Yeah, I record the late night talk shows.
He's like, I watch late night TV at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm, in the morning. And then I compare and contrast because I've never really spent any time with Kimmel.
Right.
I used to watch Kimmel when he did NFL pregame stuff.
Well, your favorite is Colbert.
Well, I've always liked Colbert.
I know, because we watched him in the Colbert Report.
And his time slot, which went to the nightly show with Larry Wilmore, mm-hmm. was canceled.
I know.
And I was so sad
So sad.
Larry Wilmore was a little sketchy, and he
was funny, though.
He was funny at times, but he had...
His people were really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked him.
I guess
he was honest.
Comedy Central said he never caught on with the audience, and I guess that's kind of true because I liked the show, but I didn't go out of my way to see it. So I'm one of those people. Then they said that the Colbert Report, in its last little bit, averaged 1.7 million people, but it doesn't say it necessarily averaged 1.7 million people. You know, people might have already known that he was going to the Late Show,
right?
So that might have increased his audience. I don't know,
decreased.
But Larry Wilmore was only getting about 700,000 per episode.
Yikes.
Which is still a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
If we had 700,000 people listening to our podcast,
we'd be awesome.
I'd be like, yeah, man.
I know.
We're the greatest damn thing ever.
Imagine like 1.3 million.
We're number one on Podomatic.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. So Kimmel, not so much.
Anyway, so I've recorded Kimmel and Fallon and Conan and Colbert. And mm-hmm. the winner of the best studio goes to Colbert.
Really? Best studio?
The best studio is definitely Colbert, although they used to call it the Ed Sullivan Theater when Letterman was there. And mm-hmm. they don't seem to call it that anymore. And I don't really know what they're calling it, but it's the same building. But it's way fancier. It's when they show a wide shot, it's really nice. And he's got the biggest audience, too.
Okay.
Like Fallon's audience is, it's kind of like walking into a 24-plex multiplex theater, and you walk into one of the theaters that's not showing one of the greatest movies, and you're like, oh, wow, there's like 30 seats in here.
Oh, no.
Fallon has a few more than that, but his studio really looks like a theater. It really looks like a little tiny theater.
Okay.
On one side of it, you've got the band.
Right.
And then on the other side of it, you've got his little desk and chair, and that's it. That's all there is to it.
Okay, but isn't Colbert's the same way?
Colbert's is similar, but it's got a lot more depth. It's got a lot more stuff.
It does, and it's got like... two tiers.
Right.
It's got balcony seating. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. I'm super excited. I want to go see Colbert.
So that one wins. Well, then you got to go to New York. If you watch the other ones, you got to go to California.
Yeah, I want to go to New York.
Yeah.
Well, I like New York.
Have you been to LA? Have you been?
I have been through there during traffic, and that was not fun. So
I know.
I would rather not.
And back then, there was probably no Pokestops. So
there were no Pokestops. So it was not nearly as exciting.
Nothing to do.
I know. You're like, just in a bus.
What am I supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
Just sitting here driving slow. Well, if only they would invent a game.
And during that time, I'm going to date myself here. We didn't even have cell phones. So. That tells you something.
Yeah.
There were no cell phones. There were no tablets. There were nothing like that.
We talk about that, about the kids being good car kids.
They're not good car kids.
The times that they don't have their phones available, that their phones are dead.
They are horrible.
They've lost them. Yeah, they're not good car kids when they don't have their phones. My
the
sister
invention
and I...
Of technology, handheld technology, has really saved parents, I think.
The technology that we had was auto bingo. And it was a little card, and these little windows slid back and forth. And if you saw a cow, you pulled the little window shut. And then the whole idea was to get bingo. There's a cow, there's a mailbox, there's a fire hydrant.
Really? Pictures?
Yeah, little pictures. And so we would play car bingo just like Pokemon.
Oh my gosh. That's like, so...
I got a cow!
Old school.
But you can't... The other person can't claim the same thing as you.
Really?
First one to see that cow.
Well, how do you know that you're the first one to see it? And what happens if you both see it at the same time?
Because whoever says it wins it.
Oh, that's lame. Yeah. That's totally lame.
Don't Pokestops do that?
No, everyone can get them.
Really?
Yes.
There's an unlimited supply of
Pokeballs? Our middle one we go to Pokestops together, like after school now, walking. That's become our thing. It's a total bonding thing. We walk and we catch Pokemon and we go to Pokestops and it's awesome.
Oh, back to late night talk shows.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't quite done with that. I wanted to make sure that we actually finished a thought because we like to do that sometimes. Every once in a while, not very often, but sometimes we like to finish. Now, what were we talking about?
Bingo. Okay. No. We were talking about Conan.
Oh, yeah.
Because you did Fallon, and it was
Conan,
all right.
Conan is on TBS.
Right.
And he's still very good.
He kind of got screwed.
He got screwed over a lot. And he's still a little bitter, because I watched two episodes, and in both episodes, he made a little comment that suggested he's still bitter.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't you be if you got screwed out of that
probably,
position?
But at some point, you kind of have to move on, don't
By
you?
By Moonface? What's his name?
Moonface?
Yeah.
Leno?
Yes, that one. Really? That guy. He's got the chin that makes him look like a moon. It really does. Have you ever noticed that?
No, I've never heard of him referred to as Moonface.
That's because I'm probably the only one who's ever said that. But yeah, he's got the chin that's like a, yeah.
I was actually in Caesar's Palace Mall in Las Vegas.
Sorry.
And all of a sudden, coming down the mall, there's this security detail.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, whoa, here comes a whole bunch of security people. And in the middle of the security detail was Jay Leno.
Really?
Yeah.
He had a giant security detail?
If he would have just walked through, probably nobody would have noticed.
Yeah.
But you get 10 people around him, and it's like, whoa, somebody important. It's, hey, it's Jay Leno.
He's like, somebody has recognized me twice without anybody. So
the first thing that I thought was, he's short.
That with people, though.
Why are entertainers always so short?
Yeah, I know. Tom Cruise, you're like, holy cow, he's really short.
I bet Fallon is really short, too. I don't know that for a fact, because on TV, you can't tell.
No, you can't.
You just guess.
Well, because they're usually by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So even when they greet their guests,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Tom Cruise comes out, and you're like, wow, look at how tall Fallon is.
Yeah, but, and he's not. He's really not. Tom Cruise is just really short.
Yeah.
But you can't tell he's short, especially in his movies. I'm sure that they choose co-stars that are like height appropriate for him.
I wonder if Fallon is the youngest in his family, because he seems like he gets his way.
Oh, yeah?
And most of the time, and I'm the youngest in my family, so, and you're the oldest in your group of your family.
I was going to say not even close, but yeah.
But the youngest one always feels a little entitled. And
oh, yeah.
They kind of get their way.
My baby sister, oof. Uh-huh.
And they can kind of throw a fit if they don't get their way.
Mm-hmm.
And I see Fallon like that. I just think that he was probably the youngest.
Huh. We're going to have to look that up.
We're going to have to look that up. Too bad we don't have some sort of a computer
device
or something.
I'm doing it right now. I'm on it.
No, we don't care. We don't care that much.
I kind of care.
Do you?
Yeah, because you brought it up.
So I'm thinking that Fallon was probably the youngest. I think he's kind of short. And he, I don't know. He's funny, but he's not. I wasn't that impressed with his show.
No?
He seems like he's always kind of on the verge. He seems a little nervous, which is odd. And I understand that, because I did morning radio for 20 years. And every single morning I was like, oh, I can't do this. How did I do this yesterday? Like that, you got to shake your little fist.
He's 41.
41, yeah. I saw a radio ad the other day that said, if you can entertain like Fallon, then you should be on the radio. And I'm like, well, if you can entertain like Fallon, you probably are not going to be on the radio. Because, you know, if you're going to entertain like Fallon, you're going to be on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
But the bits that he does are very much like radio bits. You know, dumb books that you really shouldn't read.
Really?
Yeah, that he did a bit. Real books, real book titles, dumb books that you shouldn't read. I don't remember what any of them were, because they didn't stick with me.
Speaking of books, before we move on really quick, one of our kids the other day was reading a Choose Your Own Ending book.
Oh,
wonderful. I was so excited. It was so old, though. It was like, you could tell it was a really old book. And I said, oh my gosh, I used to love these books.
Is that one of those, if you want Judy to walk down the hall, turn to page 85?
Yes, it is. It is. It's one of those. And I love it. I was so excited. And he said that his teacher has a whole shelf of those books. He's so excited. He's going to read them all.
That's like our little mad song. It's a great, big, wonderful, beautiful, incredible, wonderful, spectacular day, whatever it is. Until then it plays a different ending. It's got like 8 different endings.
Right.
And it just has a little thing in the record, because it's a little vinyl record, and that just makes it skip.
Right.
It skips to one of the other endings. And it's kind of cool. Are you still looking up Fallon?
I am. Well, okay, so I went to Wikipedia, and it does not say if he's...
Has brothers and sisters.
So now I'm like looking up to find out if he's an only child.
There's not anything that says early life
in Wikipedia? Well, there is early life, but it talks about like when he broke his leg and stuff. It's not... Yeah.
Maybe he's a lot taller than he appears and just broke his leg and they had to cut out a few pieces of it.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe. So, yeah, super excited about stupid... Choose your own ending books because I don't want to talk about Fallon anymore.
No, I don't
can't
either.
Find it.
Kimmel didn't really do anything for me one way or the other. He was kind of funny when he did the NFL pregame shows, but I don't know. He seems a little stiff, and he's lost weight since he used to do NFL pregame shows, so he looks good.
Did you know he wanted to become a priest?
Who?
Fallon.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
Okay.
I think I could see him as a priest, actually.
Like, but wait a minute. I like sex. So I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm going to go the overall winner. I'm going to stick with Colbert.
Really?
Yep. Even though Colbert comes out on stage and it's the coolest thing because the audience is really loud.
Yeah.
And he's like, woo, woo. And I think that's
it's a nervous thing.
It's his own way of kind of getting himself psyched up to join the level of the audience. And plus, it's just a really good feeling to have an audience. It's a really good feeling to have people, you know, cheering for you. And it can get addicting. I think that's why we do this. Because even though people don't cheer for us, it's still addicting to be in the public eye. You can put that down now. We're done with Fallon. We don't care anymore.
I'm good. I'm listening to you. It's good to be in the public eye, and I totally agree.
But so quite often we have these conversations where you're looking at your phone or your computer, and I'm having this big conversation
and I'm
talking
totally
to you,
here. And I'm like, with you. I'm right here. I'm good.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello. I've said hello, and it's like I've lost you on the other end.
I'm all
alone.
What
are you doing? Stop it, Alice.
I'm all alone. And that's like Alice Cooper, when he was out on stage and he was singing with all of his might, God, I feel so strong.
You know what's funny?
What an amazing feeling
that
must be.
Is that I said that and you automatically knew who I was talking about.
What do you mean?
You just knew.
How many Alices are we?
You know, you don't know who I could be referencing. You could be Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, or I could be Alice from the Brady Bunch. Mm-hmm. Time to go change the laundry. It's the Brian Jamie Show. That's what they say. Brian Jamie Show. It's on today. The Brian Jamie Show. It never goes down, goes down, goes down. It's the Brian Jamie Show. That's what they say. Brian Jamie Show. It's and we're back. And we're singing. And we're talking about stuff that we're singing about, too.
So going back to school was really, really hard for me because I spent all summer doing nothing. Seriously, nothing. Playing video games.
It was a summer of nothing.
And reading and watching Netflix and just hanging out. I was so excited.
I was very excited because I thought it was going to be the summer of hair. And you were going to let all of your body hair just grow for the summer.
No.
And you didn't do that.
I did not.
And I was very disappointed about
it. You were disappointed, but that's okay because you let your beard grow and
I did.
You're good.
I let my beard grow. So
you
that was,
did.
It was a summer of the
it's
beard.
It's very
for me.
Nice. I like it. So it was hard to get back in the swing of things. And our oldest is now in high school. And high school starts at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So he's got to be out the door at 6:30 to be at school on time on the bus. And that's been tough because I get up and make sure that he gets up, right, at 6. So that means I have to go to bed early.
Is he getting himself up or are you getting him
I'm
up?
I'm getting him up.
Aww.
I know. It's totally wrong. It's bad.
I told them that I thought that this year was the year that they should be setting their alarm and should be getting
actually,
up themselves.
You will be very proud because our younger two, which are both in middle school now, get up on time and they get dressed and get ready and then they hang out and play on their phones until it's time to go.
Although
so
you can kind of see the excuse there because 6 o'clock in the morning is very early.
It is very early, especially
when,
for a teenager.
Yeah, when you're a 15-year-old kid, that's very early.
Oh, you do not want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Especially when I walk by his room at 10:30 at night and his light is still on.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, wow, you're going to be sore tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. And that's part of the thing is, so there's a feature, I don't know if you knew about this, but you can turn off the internet. Mm-hmm. So I actually set the internet to turn off for our younger two at 10 o'clock. Their bedtime is 9, and so I shut it off at 10. And that way they get enough sleep, and they get up, and they're ready to go. And our oldest, because he's 15, I feel like he has some sort of awareness about what he should and shouldn't do. And so his limit is midnight.
Wow, really?
It is. It's midnight.
I would not do it that late.
So I've been thinking.
That means he has to get up 6 hours later.
I've been thinking about backing it off till 11 and making him go to bed a little bit earlier. But he said, so I got up this morning, and this is what I wanted to tell you, is I've been going to bed early because, oh my gosh, I am wiped out by the end of my day. I go to school, I come home, I help them, I help them with their homework, and I do my homework and go walking for Pokemon. And so by 9:30, I am really exhausted. I am so tired. So at 9:30, I totally pass out. But then I'm ready to get up at 6. So this morning, because the last week, I didn't get up with our oldest son. I got up. I told him, okay, it's 6:09 or it's 6 whatever. It's time to get up. I'm going back to bed. Have a great day. Love you. You know, the whole thing. And so then I would go back to bed until 7 when I would have to get up and shower and get the other two up and whatever. But today I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, after going to bed at 9:30 for a week, I actually feel really good. I'm ready to be up at 6. So I got up and I made coffee and I'm sitting at the table and our oldest comes down because he's going to go to school. And we sat down and we had a really good conversation. And I thought, you know, these are the moments that I am really proud to be a parent, really excited to be a parent. And I've been thinking a lot in the past couple of weeks about being a parent and how sad I am about our kids growing up. And it's been this really emotional kind of thing for me. I'm going through, you know, I was a young parent, a really young parent. And so there are moments that I'm bitter that I didn't take the time to go to college and do those things when I was younger, when I didn't have the ties of a family and I could just focus on those things. And then I have moments where I say, I really love that I did things the way I did. I really am happy that I have the family that I have and that our kids are growing up to be such responsible young adults, because it's like it clicks and you go, I'm doing something right. I'm doing this right. And it was such a good conversation. And I went, aw, you know?
Well, and you hope that it stays that way. I mean, you always walk around with your fingers crossed.
Because, well, yeah.
Because quite often, you know, with kids, it's who you fall in with.
Well, it's, you know, not
for,
just that,
for me,
though.
I at that age, at 15, I got straight A's. I did all honors classes. And then I fell in with the drinking and smoking crowd.
Right, right. And I get that. But all of his friends are sports people. And so they don't do that anyway. Here, they will drug test them and they make sure that they're like on the straight and narrow. It's just a thing. And I know that those aren't always going to be his friends, but I also know that part of it is what we do with them. You know, we sit down and have dinner every single night together as a family.
And that's important.
It is important for us as a family. And we discuss their day and what's going on and, you know, what was the best part of your day? What was the worst part of your day? And what are you liking about school? What are you not liking about school?
Although the other night I asked them what's going on in the world, if any of them are aware of anything outside of our street.
Right.
You know, because the world is the street where you live. That's all there is to it.
Well, when you're young.
Yeah. And they had no idea about anything that was going on in the world, that there was an earthquake in Italy. They could kind of name the presidential candidates, but they didn't really know anything.
They did.
They
know that Trump and Clinton are running.
But not in a lot of detail.
Well, no, of course not. But that's not.
But every time you mention the name Bernie Sanders, they're like, Bernie Sanders!
That's because I was such a huge Bernie Sanders supporter. But they learned about Bernie Sanders at school, too. Mm-hmm. And so they're learning stuff.
Damn,
it's just,
liberals.
I don't want them to be so caught up in that. And I don't want them to be so caught up in the bad things that are going on around us every single day, because it weighs on you. It really does. And it brings you down.
That's why so many conservatives are so anti education, because they think that you're going to school and you're being indoctrinated into the liberal philosophy, and that's not it at all.
No.
You're going to school and you're learning stuff and you're expanding your mind and you find out what's actually happening in the world and not just from a viewpoint of conservative media or Fox News.
Right.
You're actually learning about stuff on your own that is what is really going on in the world.
Well, and about our history, you know, you think about things that have happened in our past and you say, wow, wow, okay, so this happened. And there are things that sort of mirror that. And is that the direction that we want our planet to keep going? I was talking to the boys the other night about this interactive map that I saw that had, it was talking about climate change. And if the planet's temperature keeps increasing mm-hmm. and the polar ice caps continue to melt, how much water will build up over time. And at the max amount of water, you can like set it to that and it'll show you how much the water will come up onto the land. Mm-hmm. And Florida will be almost completely taken out. There will be like islands and a whole chunk of Texas and Louisiana and a lot of California will be gone.
I know. And I was telling them that, you know, for me, and they're Dolphins fans too, but it's even more stress. It's not just that it's been 43 years since we won a Super Bowl. Now there's stress on the other end because will they win a Super Bowl before Miami no longer exists?
Right, right,
I mean,
right.
There can't be Miami Dolphins. Because
that's the important thing.
Well, yeah. I can't even imagine a world like that.
But it was crazy because you could see the stress on their faces and they said, oh my gosh, you know, what will happen if that happens to the world? And we talked about how that's why it's important to care about these things when you're young. It's important to talk to people that you know about these things when you're young, because what if somebody has the wrong information? What if somebody's out there and they're telling you, oh, don't worry about it, global warming isn't real? Well, you know global warming is real, and you have facts and you have information that's available to you that you can tell people. You can talk to them. You can give them good information.
Well, and the thing that drives me crazy is that they're like, global warming is not real and it's not man-made. It just happens. Okay. Well, we know that it's happening, right?
Right.
We can all agree that it's happening.
No, we can't all agree.
Whether we agree that it's man-made or whether it's natural, rather than trying to decide, you know, whether it exists or not, why don't we do something about it? Why don't we get together and like we did when we went into space and we were to the moon, we're like, hey, I've got a good idea. Let's see what we can do about making right. our Earth survive for our children and our grandchildren.
Well, and there are actually cases now where teenagers are suing the government. They're suing their states and the United States government because nothing is being done. And this is their planet. You know, they're inheriting this.
My sister would have done that.
Well, you know, ago. And I think that's smart to want to raise awareness, to say, you know, some responsibility needs to be taken here because we are getting this planet. You will be gone. And what will we be left with?
Mm-hmm. When my sister was probably 13, 14 in that area, I was just, you know, playing football and doing whatever little boys do. And she was a member of the Audubon Society. And she
What's
was
that?
Well, she was out to save all the animals. She oh. wanted all the animals saved.
Okay.
And that was her main priority in life. And funny, she lived her whole life like that because when she passed away, she must have had probably 20 pets. Because she had to save every animal.
Right.
From the time that she was a kid to the time that she, you know, passed away, she had to save every animal, which was just weird.
It's not weird. It's something that you become passionate about and you really say, this is something that is meaningful to me.
I guess on the same token, because I said I was a little kid just paying attention to football.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I still do.
That's right.
Oh, here's my rant of the day. Because 1 month out of the year, I watch the NFL Network.
Right.
Because they have the preseason games and they just show them kind of on a loop, nonstop. So you can see a ton of preseason games, all the teams, and you can see, you know, all these games. And at the bottom of the screen, the NFL Network, even though scores don't matter during the preseason,
right.
you can be watching a game and look down at the bottom of the screen.
And see the score for that game.
I
know.
And you know what? I don't really care about San Francisco and Atlanta. So I'm really only watching just to see who wins, to see how the players play, to see how the coaching staff reacts to stuff, and I also want to know the score. I'm watching because I want to see who wins, even though it doesn't matter or count. But NFL Network, if it doesn't matter or count, stop showing the damn scores at the bottom of the screen. Although I found a way around it.
Oh yeah, I saw that yesterday.
I recycled one of those old screens you put in your car window and cut the bottom of it off and taped it on the bottom of the TV.
I know.
It looks lovely, doesn't it?
It looks
just beautiful.
Fantastic. We've
got this little silver thing stripped.
I'll have to post a picture of it on Facebook later because it really is kind of hilarious. I went, Okay, but that's to replace the pillows that you used to stack in front of it.
Right, because I didn't want to see the scores.
On the bottom.
Plus, I have five other games recorded that I can watch anytime that I want to. And at the bottom of the screen, they're telling you the scores. I don't want to see the scores.
Well, and it's funny because we have a circle of people that we interact with on a regular basis. And they all know that if they've seen a sporting event recently, do not talk to Brett about it. Because chances are he's got it recorded and he still needs to watch it. So they'll say, did you see the game between so-and-so and so-and-so? And Brett will say, no, I've got that one recorded. Oh, okay. Well, talk to me when it's over.
I do that at work quite often. People will all of a sudden start talking about a particular sporting event and I'll stick my fingers in my ears and go, no. And they're like, what the hell is the matter with him?
It's because you record stuff, and I think it's funny. Well, and
nobody understands that. Nobody understands the whole concept of recording sporting events. Sporting events apparently are designed to be watched live.
Well, they are.
I disagree.
Well, you don't want to watch the commercials.
I don't
want to
see the commercials. And especially now, you know, I'm a big NFL fan. I'm
right.
A Major League Baseball fan, NHL, and a huge mm-hmm. tennis fan.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL is just getting worse and worse and worse with commercials. They added instant replay, and instant replay is 3 minutes.
What?
When they go to an instant replay.
No way.
It's 3 minutes.
How many clicks is that? Six?
That's six clicks.
I knew it.
You fast forward.
30 seconds a
six
click.
Six clicks and 30 seconds a click, and then you're back to the game, and they tell you, and then you go on. Like in tennis, when they do an instant replay, it's
like 2 seconds.
It's instantaneous.
Right. They look at it, and it's done. It's 2 seconds, and you're going back to what you're doing.
And I understand that there's other variables with football, but seriously, there's got to be a way to make it not 3 minutes.
Well, they've got to look at it from every single angle.
I know.
The really cool thing about tennis is they've got the simulator,
yeah.
So it shows at what angle the ball was hit.
And
where,
what speed.
Yes, exactly. And where exactly it landed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome. Talk about physics in motion.
I know.
I was talking about physics yesterday with one of the girls in my class. And I said, oh my gosh, I hate physics. Because she said when I was telling her that I was helping the boys with their math homework recently. And she said, oh gosh, if I ever have kids, I am going to be useless in that area. I don't have any math background and I haven't had math in forever. And she said, when we were little, my dad would always say, call your grandpa, because he was a physics professor. And I said, oh, not physics. Oh my gosh, I hate physics. It's the bane of my existence. But you see it all the time. And that's what really sucks, is it's like, oh, I totally relate that to physics. You have to know the trajectory, the angle, the speed. Yeah, it's not cool.
Well,
I don't like it.
One of the boys came to me, and he is studying algebra now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I really need help with my algebra homework. And I thought, holy crap, it's been 30 years since I did algebra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when my mom's good advice came to my mind.
Uh-huh.
And I said, look it up.
Yeah, no. You said, wait for your mom.
Well, yeah, because I didn't. It's like, really? There's no way that I would have to start from the beginning to catch up to where he is. And it would take me longer to help him with his homework than it would take him to just figure it out.
Well, and that's another reason that I'm really happy that I've done college recently, because I have had algebra in the last 5 years.
I know.
And so it's like, oh, okay. I just need to refresh myself. I'm looking at variables. So how do I find the variable and then plot it out? So it was way easier than I thought.
The beauty of that whole thing is you'll be able to help them with their homework for a long time to come still, because you did algebra and calculus and all kinds of horribles.
Trig. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Trig was like
crazy.
It's up
things.
There with physics,
yeah.
Trigonometry. That's all I can say about that. That's just, nobody should ever have to go through trig and physics. Unless you're totally math-minded. And I think the problem with physics is that it's all word problems. And I am the worst at word problems.
I don't know why you are so intimidated by a word problem.
It's not intimidation. I am really good at English, okay? I'm really good at English. And so I don't understand
why
in my... right.
My winning with English is nonstop.
I don't understand why.
I have the best English. Go ahead.
Enough. I don't understand why, after you cut me off 4 times, I don't process a word problem in my mind the way I need to.
Right.
It just doesn't work. I had to have you help me with our youngest son's math the other day because it was a word problem. And I'm like, I don't know what you want from me.
My English is huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
Now you're sounding like the boys.
Really?
They talk like that when they want to make fun. They're like, I've been speaking the Englishes for most of my life.
I was actually talking about that other guy that we're not mentioning on this podcast.
No, we're not.
It's on today. The Brett and Jamie Show. It's on today. The Brett and Jamie Show. It never goes away. It's the Brett and Jamie Show. Yay! 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 It's the Brett and Jamie Show. That's what they say. The Brett and Jamie Show. It's on today. The Brett and Jamie Show. It never goes away. It's the Brett and Jamie Show. That's what they say. The Brett and Jamie Show. It's on today. The Brett and Jamie Show.